Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
The Koi Pond. This is man. This is one of those reunion shows where you get to do a show with someone you love to be around.
Who?
How good was that? Chase, this woman lights up any room. Any room that she's in, she lights it up. And I mean that on the stand-up point.
Yeah.
And just as a person, you're infectious, hon.
Oh, thank you.
You really are.
Your energy is on another
always.
Level.
Oh,
always.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Take that compliment and run with it, girl, because it's real.
I just want to enjoy life, you know?
Mm.
And that's where it all stems from.
Yeah, it does, man. When you enjoy life and enjoy what you're doing, your energy comes out and people feel it.
Yeah.
And that's infectious. Yep. That's something that you can't, I don't know, you can't make that up.
Yeah. Like, you're one of those people, like, I feel like if the Muppet Show was still a thing, you would be like the first guest on there.
Yeah.
No, you'd be a guest.
Yeah, you'd be
interacting
guest.
With the Muppets.
That would be amazing. I don't know why I haven't been asked to do more with puppets.
Dude, let's do that. Let's do it, Fortune.
Come on.
Fortune, let's just do it.
All right, let's do it. See, Joe.
Whoa, did we just create a show right now? Like, I'm envisioning Fortune in her own Muppet show, like her own puppet show.
Right?
But funny as shit, though.
They all have hair like me.
Yes.
See, with Joe, he, like, if he likes an idea, he just does it. He makes things happen.
I do. I really do, man.
Yeah.
You have to, though.
You're a hustler.
I am, but I've always been like that, Fortune. But you were, too, and don't act like you weren't. Because your YouTube shit was to this day, is still legend.
That was when, like, no one would hire me, and I was just like, oh, I'm just going to put some crazy videos out there.
See what I'm saying, Chase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People don't think, like, one thing that I can't stand, Fortune, is when people go, I don't understand why things aren't happening right now. Well, things aren't happening because you're not doing anything.
I know. Oh, my God. I mean, when I was coming up, it was like, there was not a night I wasn't doing, like, four shows.
Yeah.
And I had friends that were, like, complaining all the time, like, you know, like you said, like, why isn't anything happening? I go, well, how many shows are you doing a week? They're like, one. I go, nope. Get out of here. Get out.
Bye. Yeah. You have 6 days to your next show.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have a show in 6 hours.
It's just, like, especially when you're coming up, you just have to grind.
Yeah.
There's no choice. Like, there's so few people that just get, like, plucked out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Being like, yeah, let's make you a star. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And even though, and here's the thing. If you spend time and get jealous about the guy or the girl that did get something a little bit quicker than you,
then
you might as well just not do anything, because that's all you're going to do. You're just going to focus on other people's success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't do anything for you.
And you're just a critic.
You're a critic.
Yeah. You're a critic.
You're a critic. Yeah. Concentrate on your own craft. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing out there. Their success is your success.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I see Fortune getting show after show after show, you don't think I'm cheering. I get so excited, like, when I see your trailers, when you post them, like, you see me, I hit you right away.
Yeah, we're always texting each other or writing on each other's Instagram. We're like, that's so dope.
It's so dope.
Like, seeing your face all over that bus, I was like, oh, that's amazing.
Yours is coming, too.
Oh, I can't wait. I just want the entire bus to just be my fat cheeks.
That's what it should be. It should be a big picture of your face.
Oh, like your face is on the front and the cheeks on the side.
Yes.
And like the ear on the back.
Yes.
That is amazing.
The whole
it's
thing.
Just her.
Up
when
close.
When you look through the rear view mirror of your car, it's just Fortune like,
I'm coming for ya.
Yeah, I'm coming for ya. And she's got like soft serve
I'm
in her hand.
Comedy.
I love it.
Oh, man. I want to see your, I'm dying to like just pass by your bus on the road sometime.
Well, you live in the valley with me, right?
Yeah.
It's parked right outside of Sportsman Lodge.
Oh, it is?
My driver stays there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, because are you going on tour like constantly?
I'm on every week.
Oh, man.
Every week.
And you always go out in the bus?
We go on the bus. We fly to the bus.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The bus takes us to all the cities in between.
Oh, I see.
Which is a lifesaver.
I'm not anywhere near Joe's level, so I'm I'm having to learn how he does it.
You're about, girl, I will teach you every secret.
Please, be my Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, whatever you want, hon. I'll be your Yoda, I swear. There'll be two Yodas in the game. It's all
there
good.
You go. We can That's have 15 what I was Yodas. Think of Yoda.
I'm telling you, I'll teach you whatever you want, girl.
All right,
because you deserve it, and everyone deserves it. If you're hustling, you deserve it.
If you're hustling,
Hopefully, you don't deserve it if you're on your back.
If you're doing one show a week, bye.
See you later,
dude. If you're a hustler, we're rooting for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you. I'm telling you, like this NBC show that's out right now. It's called Champions. Thursday nights at 9:30 on NBC. How cool is that?
It's been really cool. It's my first network show.
Yeah.
I did the Mindy Project.
Mindy Project, though.
Well, it was on Fox, but when I joined it, it had gone to Hulu.
Hulu.
So it was kind of like ish, network-ish. But yeah. What was nice is that she already had a big following from Fox. So it didn't feel like a new streaming show.
Yeah.
This has been really cool just because it's network. I've never done a network sitcom and... I love it. It's a really funny show. It's gotten great reviews. It's just hard to get an audience, you know?
It's so hard nowadays.
It's hard. There's like 400 shows out there, so people have unlimited amounts of access to
The thing is,
shows.
Too, Fortune, is it's so fast now.
I know.
You know what I mean? You got people watching TV shows on Instagram, and I'm not even joking about that right now. It's to the point where it's down to a minute.
I know. It's
1 minute. And I've noticed that.
I want more than that, though. I'm old school.
Yeah, I'm old school, too.
I want a full show. I want to learn about the characters.
Yeah,
where they're
man.
Going.
I want character development. Yeah. I want storyline. I want a plot.
Yeah.
I want to fall in love with the neighbor that only has a couple scenes every 3 weeks.
Exactly.
And when he pops up onto the scene or when she comes in with comes through the back door, like on Raymond's. You know, remember the mom would always come through the back?
Oh, right.
And the crowd would go crazy because the show's about to change now.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah. I love our show. That the helm is a young kid. He's 16 and he plays a gay teenager that's trying to like figure it out, and I'm gay in the show. So it's very progressive, but a lot of diversity, a lot of unique, fun characters.
Yeah.
So I want people to watch.
Oh,
Give it a chance.
They should watch. You better watch.
And it's funny.
Mindy and it's NBC. It's on every TV comes with NBC.
That's right. And Mindy Kaling's a co-creator. She's rad.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she's been awesome to me.
That's so cool.
And how cool is it to be on a show that you're proud of? That's
I know.
Good,
that's
right?
the thing. Because when
amazing.
I,
yeah.
whenever you sign up for a show, you don't know what you're going to get. You could be like, this could be garbage.
Yeah.
And like, how, you know, I don't want to complain. I'm always happy to work. But you just, you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm on the show.
Yeah.
But no, I am proud of it, and I want it to get a chance. You know, if it doesn't, you know, you move on to the next thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, while it's available, I hope people
they're gonna watch it.
Yeah,
you can find it on Hulu too. If you haven't seen we're 4 episodes in, so you can go on Hulu and catch up.
You know what you should do now that you're NBC. This is the cool thing about NBC. Is it still the Peacock?
Uh-huh.
It is?
Yeah.
Bro, you have to get that hoodie.
Oh.
You have
the Peacock hoodie?
You have to get that Peacock hoodie, man.
Just cause?
Just rock it and take a picture
so
of it.
Funny.
Yeah. I know. See, but here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. That's a legendary network, man.
Yeah.
And to be able to wear it and not say that I bought it at Universal Studios because I was there visiting Universal Studios, you're there because NBC hired you, bro.
I know. It's crazy. It must see TV. That was,
Yo.
They were the ones.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That's what it was called. Must see TV. What was the – didn't they have another slogan? It was like –
It was like, dung, dung, dung.
Yes.
NBC.
Yes. And they also had NBA on NBC.
John Tesh. Didn't John Tesh write that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yo, NBC is. Yo, come on, man.
Yeah, we're here to teach y'all some things about John Tesh.
How old are you? Wait a minute. First of all, how old are you?
I'm only 37.
How do you know about John Tesh?
I don't know. I'm a woman of the world.
You are?
Yo, can you Google
that's
John
your show.
Tesh? I don't even know who John Tesh
there's
is.
There's like 30 people listening right now that are like, oh,
wait
that's
a
woman?
That's a
woman.
Wait
everybody,
a minute.
Everybody else knew.
Fortune's a woman?
But 30 people were like, oh, it makes more sense now.
I'm telling you right now, that's the name of your new show.
Is what?
A woman of the world.
A woman of the world. A woman.
Woman of the world.
I know.
Hi, I'm Fortune Feebster, and I'm the woman of the world. Woman of the world. And you just have a cone.
And I'm going to show you the world.
I'm going to show you the world.
From a woman.
Soft serve from every country.
Joe's talking about I do ice cream dances on my Instagram page.
I know. I should have. I'm sorry. I should have explained that better.
No, it's all right.
But it's one thing that me and my fiance love watching.
Oh, really? Oh,
by the way, my fiance Amy loves you. And the first thing that she said is like, can I just meet her?
I know.
Like,
she
just
meet
looks
her.
Like the kind of person you want to meet. And I said, yeah, she is. What you see right there is exactly her.
I want to meet her.
Yeah, you would love her, man. And anyways, Fortune does these ice cream dances, and I die every fucking time. Because one, it's goofy.
Yeah.
But two, you're kind of good at dancing. And you're kind of like
some moves. I don't want to brag.
And you're kind of goofing it up to be goofy, but
you can tell I got that swagger.
I know you used to do the running man. I know you used to do the running man when you were a kid. I know you used to do like hip hop dances.
Oh, yeah. I was like a secret dancer, though. Because I'm like,
you dance in your room?
I dance in my room, like in front of a mirror.
No, there, boom, look.
Boom.
Tell
there
me that.
It is.
Look at the coordination.
Look at that.
Look at that.
And I'm eating at the same time. Oh, look at that spin.
Bam.
And body roll.
Boom. And that's ice cream dance.
So, yeah, I started doing those like a year and a half ago, and I just posted one kind of just to be silly, and everyone like lost their minds, and so it just kind of stuck. So every time I keep thinking people are going to be so over them, they are always like, where's ice cream dance?
Where's ice cream dance?
Well, because ice cream is one of those things that is delicious. And if you just really, if you get an ice cream cone, next time you get an ice cream cone, just sit there and think about how much you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And what that makes you feel like.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like dancing.
I love it.
Just expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, and you know, there's so much like negativity out there right now that I think people are just kind of like craving anything positive.
Yeah. That's the truth, bro.
Yeah.
That's the truth, man. Okay, real quick, what's your favorite ice cream? Go.
Because
you're going to love mine, and it's going to trump
I yours. Love mint chocolate chip from Baskin-Robbins.
That's my fiance's favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
She and her twins.
Yeah. Mint chocolate
chip. I like any sea salt caramel, too.
Ooh, that's good. I'm about to kill you right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because mine is literally only 99 cents, and it comes in the form of a square.
A Klondike bar?
Nope.
Wait.
Thrifty.
No.
Thrifty from CVS. And they have the square scooper, and it's malt crunch.
No way.
Yeah, and they have the little tiny malt crunch balls inside
of it. I've never had that.
Chocolate chip malt crunch. Please do it.
All right.
Dedicate it to me.
I will.
Go to CVS.
It's at CVS?
It's CVS. It's called Thrifty's.
I've heard of Thrifty's.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it at Rite Aid.
Yeah, it's, maybe it's Rite Aid. Well, whatever. It's
what?
It's
going to a pharmacy.
First of all, it's not supposed to sell ice cream. How's that? Just go wherever the tires are being sold in the magazines, and they have an ice cream department there.
Get that 99 cent ice cream that's just made of chemicals.
Yes. It's not even ice cream. It was a shirt earlier
just
that day.
Frozen chemicals with a malt ball in it.
Yes.
All right. I'm in.
You got to do it. It's so good.
I can't believe that's your favorite.
It's hands down my favorite ice cream.
Okay.
And I like my ice cream kind of soft servey.
Yeah.
Because some people like it's hard, like it's a hard ball.
Yeah.
Like Baskin Robbins always puts like a frozen scoop of ice cream on the thing, and you have to wait for it to. Thrifty's always like half-ass cold.
That's because it never really congeals.
It's like their freezer is never where it should be. They're spending a lot of electricity over at the photography department.
Money.
Yeah, they're saving money. So their ice cream's already pre-melted.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like an aged cheese.
It's an aged cheese. Yes. It's vintage ice cream.
Vintage.
Please do it.
Okay. I will.
How's your lady doing?
She's awesome. She's really good. We got engaged in January.
Nice.
We have no like specific plans.
Yeah, don't.
We're not in any hurry for that.
Yeah.
It was more of just like she's a kindergarten teacher. I met her in Chicago, and she moved to LA. We were long distance for a year, and then she moved to LA for me, and she loved her job. She worked in inner city Chicago for 12 years.
Yeah.
Loved it. She was like real life Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, you know, I couldn't move to Chicago.
What was the name of that movie?
Dangerous Minds.
Yeah, Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
And So she's here now for me, and I just, you know, it's kind of just like I wanted to show her my commitment to the future and us.
What's cool is, are you taking her on the road?
She goes like every other gig.
And see, that's what makes life work.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice, man. It's nice for you.
Yeah.
Especially for you. Because our job is lonely.
It is.
People don't understand how lonely a comic's job is. Yeah. It's lonely, man.
And like, you know, like this weekend I was in Connecticut by myself. I was like eating by myself like a TGI Friday. Oh. And you're just like, you feel like such a loser. And then you go to your shows and then everyone's excited. It's such a like, you know, yin and yang. You're
it
like,
is. It's Smokey Robinson's song is real.
Yeah.
Tears of a Clown. It's real, man. It's real. We are happy on the outside, but like sometimes like that when you're in Connecticut, we're, you know, when we get off stage, we're like, God damn, man, I'm eating these fucking riblets again.
By yourself.
By myself.
Yeah. I mean, I at least now, you know, she comes with me. Like you have friends that go with you, right?
I take a small circle. It's Chase and Amy.
That's amazing.
And Ryan.
I'm not quite there yet. Yeah. I go by myself if she's not there.
Oh. Oh, you don't bring an opener?
I'm not at your level yet.
Well, we're going to make you that
level. I'm working my way up.
Yeah, well, this show just got you 1 million Boom. Followers. You're welcome.
Bam!
Done. Tomorrow, go to NBC and go, I fucking quit.
Yeah. I got to go on the road.
Well, speaking of Dangerous Minds, my favorite song came off of that album. So we're kind of like, what is that? That 7 degrees of... What is it? Like
6 degrees of separation?
Yeah, we just have 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, I was thinking.
Your lady was a teacher at an inner school.
Yeah.
She was the Michelle Pfeiffer, Dangerous Minds. My favorite song came from Dangerous Minds. Boom, we're connected.
Boom.
What's your favorite part of that song?
Wait, well, no, you're thinking of the Coolio song.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the Coolio song, too. I was like,
tell me why are we so blind to see?
That was my chorus days coming out. We've been spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
Oh my God, play that song real quick. That sounded nothing
just
like it.
Play
Fortune, that was nothing
good
like it.
I was doing the opera version.
I think that was the Weird Al version, right? The Amish paradise.
You can hear it in the background, those like people are like,
what's called?
It's called
Dangerous.
You're thinking about the end of the song.
Is it
when
called
that
Dangerous Minds?
It's called Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise.
And don't put gangsters.
Gangstas.
But that part's at the very end, the Gregorian chant.
Bro, that guy. That guy has retired from everything from that song. That song has made him so much money, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good one.
Gangsta's
it's a classic.
To this,
do you have a Kaylin? Oh my God, this is so funny because that sounded nothing.
You want to tell me what this is all about?
But the
do it now. Go.
I through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been something and something so long that even my mom thinks that my mind is gone. I ain't never met a man that didn't deserve it. You know it's unheard of.
Keep going.
I don't know the words.
I don't care.
And you and your homie might be laying in the smoke. I hate it. Got it low.
Keep going. I don't care.
Do the crystal smoke.
Let's get right to the chorus. Let's get to the chorus.
It was in the background. I didn't know that. Wow.
Man. Fortune, my glasses fell off. You know, to be honest, I didn't. Okay.
You never noticed that part?
Hold on.
I didn't notice that part until now. I thought it was just at the end of the song.
No,
I didn't know it was in the song.
It's the whole way.
Because when she was doing it without the music, I was like, I don't think she's singing the song right.
It is not in that song.
And then she played, and then I'm like, oh, that's the part she's doing.
I was doing the chorus.
Yeah, you were doing the chorus part.
But the, like, background chorus.
You should have been in that chorus, hands down.
I've always wanted to.
Sister Act 2, you should have been in it.
I know. I would think I was in, like, high school.
You would have crushed it. You and Lauryn Hill.
I was in high school back then.
Go ahead.
What, Chase? Can I say something about Sister Act 2?
Yes. Best movie ever.
The whole title of that movie is called Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. I thought Back in the Habit just meant that she was back, like, in the habit of being
drugs?
A nun. Do you know?
That outfit's called a habit?
Yeah, it's a habit.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
I didn't know it was a pun.
That's so funny. I love that movie, too.
Such a good movie.
Down. I love Sister Act 2 so good. I thought Sister Act 2 was Sister Act 1. Yeah. I had no idea about Sister Act 1.
Well, because Lauryn Hill is so good.
So good.
And all the high school kids could sing like
all
crazy.
Of them. I think three groups broke away from that.
I think so.
There was another group that broke from
really?
That. Yeah. I forgot the name of them, but there was another group that remember the kid that sings, oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
And then he gets confident.
Yeah.
Oh, happy day. Yeah. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was,
wash my sins away. Wash my sins away.
Y'all didn't know we were going to get real musical on this
Come
episode.
Come on, girl.
I got cold chills. I just got cold chills.
Listen. Can you do the run again? Oh, happy. Do it.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Wash my sins away.
That was so good.
We should take that on the road.
People are going to love this pod right now. It's inspirational.
Everyone's going to go watch Sister Act 2. Their iTunes is going to go off the chart.
Please.
I remember when I first saw Sister Act 2, during the credits, it had all the kids dancing, and that tall white guy did the worm, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, the worm?
The worm.
That movie was amazing, bro.
Yeah.
That was the epitome of 90s movies.
Oh, yeah,
Hands down, man. Mm-hmm. It had all the elements. Had kids.
Dangerous Minds.
Whoopi Goldberg. Singing.
Singing.
Dancing.
At its best. Fashion,
yes.
They wore overalls.
They were wearing, like, the boots that became cool.
Yeah, Timberlands.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of it. I could never afford them.
You could never afford Timberlands?
No.
Can I tell you something?
I was poor.
Fortune, no. My dad bought me Timberlands in the sixth grade. It was the most embarrassing thing I ever had to wear to school.
Really? Why were they like
He bought me
off?
Timberlands. Yes. They were the JCPenney Timberland knockoffs.
They were called Blends.
Yeah, they were called Lands. They were called Timbers. He bought me them because he didn't want to buy me tennis shoes because I destroyed tennis shoes so fastly.
Oh, really?
Or so fastly. Is that a word? So fast.
You were like wearing them out?
Yeah. And it was like the sixth grade. We just moved to Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, no, I'm going to get you these boots. It'll take you forever to wear. You can wear these forever. I'm like, Dad, are you kidding me? I don't know any of these kids at school. I got these fucking horrible khaki pants and tucked into these boots.
Oh no.
And a light blue winter coat.
Yeah.
I looked like rich homeless.
And this is before the rappers were wearing it.
Oh, way before rappers were wearing it.
Man.
This was depressing, man. I hated my dad so much for that, man.
They're probably like giant boots on
giant.
You.
Giant. And they were heavy.
Yeah. Your feet were like hurting every day.
Oh my God. Big, you know, the big rubber soles.
Yeah.
His gum. There was gum soles.
Yeah.
Dude, I hated my dad. I hated my dad all of sixth grade. I hated him. I didn't even have PE shoes.
Yeah.
I had boots.
You had to run in boots.
You had to play.
Yes. Sweats with boots, bro. That's abuse.
That's why you're a comedian.
Yep.
Because of those boots.
And I can afford better shoes now.
Yeah. Like, look what I got.
Look what I got, Dad.
500 pairs of sneakers.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got Chase addicted to shoes now.
Really?
Yeah, that's all we do. Yeah.
Guys really seem to love shoes.
Yeah. What do you love? Shoes. What do you love?
Food.
Is it? Yeah, we are too, though. We're foodies, too.
I don't, as you know, I only wear, like, jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I'm not, like, addicted to anything fashion-wise.
But here's the funny thing, man. Like, it's something as small as jeans and t-shirts, they still get you.
Yeah.
You still buy expensive t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
You don't buy shit shirts.
No, I love t-shirts.
Yep. And you'll buy the good quality Next Level or American Apparel. Like, you'll buy the good quality.
It makes you feel good.
And it makes you feel good.
To be crispy.
Yeah.
And then you act like you don't have a... It does.
To be crispy. You just feel crisp.
That just means, like, you are looking... Sharp.
Yeah, sharp.
You're crispy. You always look like you've just been ironed.
Okay,
you know what
I
mean? There's a little bit of starch on your sleeve.
I can't believe more people don't give me t-shirts. That's all I wear. And every time I have a cool t-shirt, everyone asks me where I got the t-shirt.
I think you're starting the movement right
now. Listen, people,
why don't you just create your own t-shirt? Why don't you create your own t-shirt line?
I'm trying to come up with some ice cream cone t-shirts.
What's your email address?
What's
your email address? Your fan email address.
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't?
No.
All right. DM her at Fortune
Feemster.
At Fortune Feemster on IG. Any graphic designer right now, you already know that she loves t-shirts. You know that she loves ice cream. And you know she's fucking amazing to look at.
Yes.
Make a shirt right now, a design, and DM her right now. And we'll choose something.
Yeah.
Well, give us 2 weeks. We'll fan through it.
Yep.
And we'll come up with one of the designs.
I would love that.
Let's see what you guys can come up with for Fortune. Because you deserve your own t-shirt.
I want a cool t-shirt, but I'm not good at the design.
Well, watch this.
All right.
Watch the DMs come running through.
I can't wait. At Fortune Feemster. Hook me up.
You should have your own t-shirt line.
For
hands
sure.
down.
For sure.
Well.
That's your branding right now.
Really?
That's your...
I don't know anything about that side of the business. Well, I just know how to be funny.
That's why we go to lunch together.
Yeah. I have to learn how to be a better business person from you.
Yeah.
You're on point with all this stuff. You're like Mr. Branding.
I don't know. It's just in my DNA, I guess.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I just do it. I'm constantly thinking. I don't go to sleep, Fortune.
Good for you.
I'm always up, like, just thinking of stuff. Him, too. Like, we're just, our brains are just like, that little mouse on the wheel, that's our brain, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, we're always.
I didn't realize where you got it from, and then you showed me, like, old videos of stuff you used to do. Like, he used to make breakdancing videos and, like, sell it.
That's
and, like,
awesome.
Sell the videos.
Because I was a B-boy when I was a kid, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was so good, man. I could dance. Oh, God, you got to see me dance.
I would love to.
Yeah, I could dance back
in the day. I used to love breakdancing movies.
Really?
Like breaking and
breaking
stuff.
All that? Oh Beat Street?
I was obsessed because I knew I could never do that.
Yeah.
And I knew I wasn't cool.
Yeah.
But I just was like, if I watch this movie, I just want to like take in every second of this like dope dancing.
Yes.
People were cool and big ass hats and the earrings.
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yes. And the Adidas suits.
Yeah. I feel like I've always... gravitated towards that. I was like from a small town in North Carolina and not
to
a lot
see
of,
that type of culture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. There wasn't like much diversity, but I used to love like, you know, Martin. I used to watch like A Different World. I mean, everything, Living Single.
Yeah.
I just like I was just craving it everywhere.
That's that creative mind.
That was just an era though.
Yeah. It was,
but no,
it was
you know where she's from though?
Huh.
Tell them where you're from.
Small town, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, to her, it was mind-blowing.
It blew my mind, and I wanted every thing I could possibly watch.
Yeah.
Def Jam.
Oh.
I loved all of it.
Oh. Yeah.
Wasn't that addicting?
Oh, it was the best.
It was the best.
I was obsessed with Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, obsessed. I went and watched that live.
Yeah.
You're so crazy, I went to
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
I went
That's
to-
the first special I kept watching over and over and
stop.
Over again. Yeah.
It was just like a different, you know, because no one I knew was, I didn't know that personally. And so like that world and just to like get to see it and like, I think it was made a big impact on me.
Oh, well, obviously, look what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Creatively
but
to come out of
it. I didn't realize it, you know, I didn't realize what I was taking in from it.
I don't think anyone knows that they have a gift. You know what I mean? You don't.
Yeah.
You don't know you have a gift.
No, you're just like, I'm from a town of like 5,000 people. What am I going to, you know?
5,000 people that are probably going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know what I mean?
but you know,
that's where they're at. But like,
I just didn't think that I could have anything beyond that.
Where did you go to do like stand up at first?
I didn't start stand up till I moved to LA. I didn't start stand up until I was 25.
Yeah,
I started when I was 26.
I wish I could have started at like 18.
No, you don't. Don't ever say that.
I'll say this. You know what helps though? You're already like a fully formed person a little bit.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because if you'd have started back then, who'd have known when you became the fortune that you are?
Maybe I would have been like not good at it and gave up.
No, but see, here's the thing though. When people like become successful, and by the way, success doesn't mean money. Success means doing something that you love
to do. Exactly, yeah.
So don't ever use money to judge your success. Like, and don't use anybody else's success by their money. Don't judge them by their money going, oh, he's successful. You know what I mean? Don't do that, man. But anyways, I what I'm trying to say is a lot of people, when they become successful at that craft that they enjoy or love, they always say that, because I used to say it. I used to hate myself for not moving to LA when I was in my teens.
Really?
Because I started standing when I was like 18, 19.
Yeah.
But I was so scared to come to LA.
It's scary.
It took me 12 years to come to LA.
How old were you?
I was 31 when I got
really?
Here.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And I was so scared. And even then I was scared.
Yeah.
But and I always told myself, because I remember, you know, I was friends with, you know, I was doing these shows in Vegas mm-hmm. where I was renting out theaters. And I would fly people out there like Ian Edwards. I would fly out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I flew out J.B. Smooth. Uh-huh. I would fly out. Like, this is like 94, 95.
You were young.
I was so young.
Yeah.
But I was flying out J.B. Smooth. I was flying out Ian. I was flying out Bobby Lee. Yeah. I was flying out all these cats. And they all said the same thing to me. You need to get to L.A.
Right, right.
And I wouldn't do it. But then I would watch them blow up on TV. Like I would see Bobby go on to Mad TV and I'm like, God damn, maybe I should. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I'd see JB going on Def Jam and I'm like, oh shit, maybe I should.
Were you in Vegas or Seattle?
I was in Vegas. I stayed there. Yeah. But I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I probably wouldn't be who I am today.
That's true, yeah.
So it's like I'm glad. Like that was my path. My journey was to stay there. So it's like, yeah, you started late, but look who you are now. You're on NBC. Like there was a reason why you didn't come.
Right. I mean, everyone's journey is definitely different and everyone's on their own timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yours was amazing. And I always feel connected to you because like, I remember the day I saw your video with
the
Chelsea.
Hooters girl.
I was with Chelsea.
Yeah.
I was in her room, in her hotel room.
Yeah.
And we were watching it.
So crazy.
And I was crying laughing. And I'm not joking. I'm not trying to say she loved you from the start anyways.
Yeah.
This Chelsea, 100%.
She's always been really good to me.
100%. She, like, but I'm just saying, if there was anyone that, like said, hey, that chick is... I was there, man.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I remember crying, laughing, going, holy shit, who is this girl?
Yeah.
Like Chelsea, like, yo, she's got to be on this show, man. Get her ASAP, man.
I think it was a couple months later I got the job.
Oh, you were so good.
That definitely opened up so many doors.
If you don't know what I'm talking about right now, it's Fortune doing the Hooters girl.
It's very old video. It's like from 2009 or something.
Have
it's
you ever
on
seen
YouTube
it,
still.
Have
it's
you ever seen it?
Darlene Witherspoon.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I don't think I saw it.
It's her doing a Hooters waitress.
I'm just, it's like.
But is she just talking about being a Hooters waitress?
I had no money back then. I was just like, I just need to get content out there. So I put on a Hooters
That's
outfit,
so cool, though.
And I went into an alley in Santa Monica and just had my friend film me pretending to be a Hooters waitress on break.
Where was that? Where did you shoot it at?
It's somewhere in Santa Monica.
Really?
And so I just, like, just me talk because I was it was for a sketch show we were doing where we were judges for a children's pageant.
Yeah.
So I was one of the judges talking about judging a pageant.
Yeah,
it was so random. But that was when people first started being like, who is this?
Yeah, that was so cool. You were 28?
That would have been around 28.
Isn't that cool?
I moved out here at 23.
Really?
And then started at the Groundlings at 25.
Yeah.
Then started stand-up at 27.
You're the shit. I love her stand. I love your stand up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
it's all story. It's just storytelling.
That's all I do. That's all I do.
Yeah, but yeah,
it's the best.
The way you tell a story is so fucking funny.
Thank you.
Like you bring me to tears every time.
I appreciate
that. Like you don't even know.
It's so hard. Writing stand up is so hard. That's my biggest.
Your Achilles heel.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're storytellers, man. So it's like for you, like I don't think you should even put a pen to the pad.
Yeah.
I think you should literally go up there with the idea in your head and
tell
your
story.
But your natural process, your natural mm-hmm. way of delivery, it comes out in joke form anyways.
Yeah.
You can't write it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am. I know what I'm going to talk about, and I know I'm going to hit that punchline. I know I'm going to have I'm going to have a good premise. I'm going to have a setup.
Right.
I'll have a tag. I'll have everything.
Yeah.
It's just how I talk.
I guess it's a matter of finding stories that you think people will be interested in hearing. You know, it's finding that stuff.
I don't know. You know what I've been doing
lately?
You're
one of those people that can read the phone book, though. Like, just your voice is so good.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I need new material, so I'm going to just take
it. Well, then go read the fucking phone book.
Give me that phone. Do they still make them? I need one.
I love it. Fortune, we got to go to a break real quick.
Yeah.
Is that cool? I know you guys are enjoying this pod. We're with Fortune Feimster. Follow her at Fortune Feimster. And I don't know how to spell her last name every time.
F-E-I-M-S-T-E-R.
Boom. Follow that right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we're back with the Koi Pond. Chase, I'm having fun right now.
Yeah, man.
Kalen, how are you?
I'm really good. I even wanted to throw a shout out. I watched your Netflix, the stand-up special, and your Chick-fil-A bit killed me.
Oh, thank you. I was dying laughing at that.
It was great.
I loved it.
For those that don't know what it is, which is most of you, it's you know how a few years ago the gay community kind of went to war with Chick-fil-A because they were what was it that they did? They gosh, I can't even remember. It was something anti-gay that they did.
Yeah.
So the gays boycotted Chick-fil-A for a little bit, and it was a really tough thing for me as a gay person. Because as I say in my joke, I'm fat first, lesbian second.
Yeah.
And my love of Chick-fil-A was like outweighing my rights.
Yeah, yeah. No pun intended, but man, I love this sandwich.
I was like, I love their chicken so much that, you know, sorry gays, I gotta, you know.
Yeah, I'm crossing the line. Yeah,
I was crossing the picket line.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was enough far removed from the experience that the gay people could laugh at it, but it was definitely like a real struggle for me.
You know who's addicted to? Everyone's addicted to Chick-fil-A, and that's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing because my son rocks the damn dad hat.
It's good.
He's in love with Chick-fil-A. What the fuck are they putting in this chicken?
It's
man?
The people, man, too.
Oh, like, yeah, it is the people.
Because when you say thank you, they have to say my pleasure.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, and wait a minute. You're addicted to it, too.
Yeah. In Houston, the staff is all gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the best. So it's the best service ever.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're the best service.
So then what was the problem with the gay community? Well, what did he do?
So the it's such a like catch-22 because the people that own it, the bigwigs, are Mormon. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just believe that they don't believe in gay marriage, so it was
they were giving
money to like anti-gay establishments. They were kind of helping with the no marriage for gay people kind of thing.
Okay.
But there are a lot of Chick-fil-A's who do employ lots of gay people.
Yeah,
the one in Hollywood, you know, put out a statement during the time saying we support everyone. So it's hard to like judge based on, you know, whoever these billionaires are that own
top,
it.
Yeah.
Because
right.
it is, you know, they at the end of the day, they also value family and, you know, values and stuff. So I really go back and forth on
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, I think there have been changes made since then. I don't think they're as verbal.
Oh, they definitely made changes.
They're
for
not
sure.
verbal about the anti-gay stuff now. So if that's...
I just hate it when corporate does like really stupid stuff to try to accelerate the movement for gay community.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Like, I know what we said in the past was wrong, but our chickens are gay now. What? What are you fucking talking about?
Chickens.
That doesn't even make sense. We got gay chickens, man.
Everybody come back. We got gay chickens.
Yeah, same sex got chickens.
All right.
Well, you know, it's just kind of...
I don't know
just,
why I gave the Mormon a country...
You just kind of want people... If when you're a business, you're just kind of like, just stay out of that stuff.
Yeah. Just stay out of that stuff. Just make chickens. Know,
make chicken.
Just feed us.
Be good to people.
Be good.
Love everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you kind of want.
We don't need to hear your views.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I would say the same for anyone.
Yeah.
If anyone that has any difference of opinion, just do your thing.
Do your thing.
Let people be them.
Yes. You know?
Be cool. Yeah. Just be cool.
Be that's right.
Cool, bro. It's fucking chicken. I don't care if you're a billionaire.
Bro.
You make chicken sandwiches and you do it very well.
And we got gay chickens.
We got gay chickens.
Is that a gay chicken?
That, that was my gay
chicken.
That's so dumb, right?
That's the first gay chicken I've heard.
Thank you. It's so funny. I'm doing this joke now about, I don't want to talk about it. I talk about my aunt, my Auntie Lynn.
Yeah.
She was very butch.
Oh, really?
Very butch. Marlboro cigarettes. Uh-huh. She lived with us. You know what I mean? She lived with us.
Short hair or long hair?
Short. Come on. Mm-hmm. Part to the side. We look like fucking twins. and I was raised by all my mom's sisters. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And my Auntie Evelyn named me Joy. Yeah. My mom calls me Joseph. And my Auntie Lynn was my uncle. Like, uh-huh. She told me, she was like, hey, there's plenty of fish out there. You know how much pussy I get, Joseph? You know what I mean? But the funny thing is, we wore the same size underwear. I'm telling you this story because I think you need to hear it.
Yeah, of course.
But it's because it's funny. And we wore the same size on a 32 regular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like so boxer briefs kind
of
thing?
No, we wore white briefs.
Oh, whitey tighties.
This is 1987, 89. Okay. So like my mom, she would buy like a 12 pack, give 6 to her, 6 to me. And my Auntie Lynn would write her fucking name. L-Y-N-N.
So y'all wouldn't get them mixed up?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, so you were wearing hers?
So I would fucking run out of underwear, and I would just go to her room and take a pair of hers and wear them to school.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw it when I went to gym, when I was in gym. And then the joke is that, you know, my friend Doc, the guy that was next to me, he was like, hey, man, who's Lynn? That's my aunt. I'm like, why is her name in your underwear? I'm like, oh, fuck! Well, she's kind of like my uncle.
That's so funny.
But yeah, it was so funny, man. Her name was in we wore the same underwear. The coolest aunt in the world, man. My Auntie Lynn, dude. Butch,
just swimming in puss.
Butch!
Oh, yeah, new girlfriend every week, right?
Bro, you don't even... Chase, you know!
Yeah, you told me.
Did she have...
No, but Gemma told you. My sister told you.
Yeah.
Did she just have, like, swagger? What was it that she...
She was the shit. Are you kidding me? She parted her to the side. She tucked her goddamn polos into her jeans. Like, she was crispy, man.
Yeah.
Really. Like, she ironed her jeans. She was a PE teacher.
That's
like, she
amazing.
Was the shit. And it's so funny because, you know, we can't say it because it's family shit, but she dated everybody and they're all still in our family. Like, she passed away.
Oh, really?
But, like, you know, everyone that she hooked up with
still coming
are still
to
family.
Family.
Still bonus family. Aunts. Bonus
but
aunts.
I can't say it because, you know, no one needs to know that, right?
All right.
No, I'm saying within the family.
Right,
like,
right.
There's some people that don't know that they hooked up.
They don't know that they're not blood.
Yeah, they're not blood. They're just, but they're still in the family.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's the craziest shit, man. It's so
secrets.
Funny. But me and Gemma just laugh every time. We're just like, oh, they don't even know.
I know. That's so funny.
But it's so cool, man. That was my aunt, man. That was my Uncle Lynn.
Uncle Lynn.
Uncle Lynn, God damn it. She was the shit.
You had a lot of characters in your family.
Yeah, man. It was fun growing up, man. That's how I escape on stage. I just tell all my stories on stage.
Yeah.
Anyways, what I was getting at, I don't even know why I went there. Oh, the reason why I was getting at that is because you said that you don't like to – you like to tell stories, but you don't know what the audience wants to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's why is because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I tell the Lynn story. I tell it because I think people like the honesty of the story.
Yeah.
You're the captain of the ship.
You're the captain of the ship.
Wherever you take it.
Yeah.
You're the bus driver, man. They ain't getting to school without you.
Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of jokes right now about my childhood, which is interesting. I've never done that before.
Yeah. How was it when you came? I think I asked you before when your parents finally found out.
How was their reaction?
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, luckily I come from a pretty liberal family.
Good.
Even though I'm you know, grew up in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
My mom was just kind of, it was more like, oh, the, you know, the life that I envisioned for you is not going to be what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like almost letting that dream die.
Yeah.
I think for my mom, she more pictured like, oh, you're never going to have a wedding and I'm never going to be the center of attention at that wedding. It was more about like her, you know?
Yeah. And, that's so funny.
So for like,
why is that?
I don't know. It's just like, somehow her moment.
Yeah.
So she's just seeing that dream disappear.
Yeah.
But I think for the first couple of years, she was just like, are you sure?
Are you sure?
You not, you know, maybe you should try to find a boyfriend and see.
Just try it out.
And I'm like, I'm good.
I'm good,
I touched
Mom.
A penis once. Yeah. It wasn't great. I was like, this was me touching a penis.
Do it, do it.
Poking at it.
I love
smacking
it.
Smacking it.
Yeah. Can I be the guy? Can I be the guy? Can I be the guy you first? Can we do it? Let's just reenact it. Fortune, I think you're so hot, man.
Oh,
I think
thanks.
We should take it to the next level, you know?
Oh, like what?
You know, like, hold on. Let me show you something.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. What are you doing?
Look at that.
Oh, oh God.
Yeah. Just touch it.
No,
just touch it. Fortune, just.
Oh, hold on. I've got.
What's wrong?
I got a.
No. Fortune, just look at
still
it.
Still kind of sick.
Just. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wait, you're throwing up.
I'm throwing up.
I don't know. So, like, what do we do now?
Yeah, I'll just. We both like, threw up on my penis.
You're like, I still want you to touch it.
Hey, what are you kids doing?
Everyone's throwing up.
I say in my Netflix special that I grabbed it like a hot clarinet. because I was so panicky about what to do with it that I just like, he told me I had to grab onto it. So I did. I like did, but I got a little too aggressive and I was just like, just grabbing it like a hot clarinet. And that's when I realized I was gay.
And that's when it was added.
Yeah.
Yep.
His penis turned me gay.
Oh, man.
So I, you know, I tried hot the other. Clarinet. I wanted to try the other side before.
I'm just jealous that this guy's penis that you touched, you used a hot clarinet to describe it. That's a big penis, man. Thank God I wasn't. It would have been a hot whistle.
Hot,
I grabbed it like a hot whistle.
Hot mic. Hot mic.
Hot mic. Dude, you're the best.
You're the best.
Nope. Hands down. We're going to get this t-shirt going.
Oh, I can't wait to see if anybody comes up with something.
Fortune Feimster's t-shirt company.
Yeah. We got to get some ice cream shirts fortune. Out there to the world.
Let's just call it Fortune.
The t-shirt company? Good Fortune?
Good Fortune. I'm writing that down right now because I don't want you to forget it.
Good Fortune. Fortune. That's the name of my production company. I want
oh, God damn it.
Yes!
Thought I was onto something.
But you can still make t-shirts that say Good Fortune.
Let's make these t-shirts ASAP.
I'm making some stickers that say Fortune's Cookies. And all the words, all the letters are made out of fortune cookies.
We're going to show you these stickers that we made. By the way, that's a great idea.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, that was a great idea. But we're going to show you. Do you have some on you?
No.
We're going to show you some after the pod. You're going to love these.
Of your t-shirt ideas?
No, of the sticker idea.
Oh, that
and you're going to be in love with it.
That you're selling at your shows?
No, we just give them away.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but.
Ain't
but
nothing for free at my shows.
That's so great.
You're ain't the nothing for free.
I have a picture of one
oh,
of
boom.
Them.
Oh, nice. You give those out for free?
Yeah.
I love it.
But I prefer them to add me on the internet. But
yeah. Oh, so you put like your information?
I try to write it on the back.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Always hustling.
Always hustling. Always grinding.
Grinding it
yes.
up.
Yes.
You got to.
Got to. If you guys want to catch her stand-up. Go to Fortune Feimster. Is it FortuneFeimster.com?
It's FortuneFeimster.com. I'm coming to Phoenix in a couple weeks.
You're going to be in Phoenix where?
I'm going to be at the House of Comedy.
Everybody go to House of Comedy and buy those tickets.
That's
ASAP.
April 20th, 21st. Then I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina and Nashville, Tennessee. And
yes! Nashville!
Yes! Yeah! You're taking the lady there, right?
Yeah, she's coming with me at the Comedy Zone and then at Zany's.
Oh, you're going to... Well, you've been there before.
I love it.
Broadway, baby.
Nashville's one of my favorites. favorite cities.
I
go to a place called Biscuit Love. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, you have to go there.
Is it amazing?
It's one of those places that has a line around the corner, but if you just tweet them, they'll come get you.
Really?
They have a thing called Bonuts. It's like donuts and biscuit mixed together, and it has like powdered sugar and blueberries and like lemon curd.
Yeah, that's exactly what should be on it.
It's amazing.
I want that now.
It's you would love it.
Oh my god! Can you bring me one back?
Sure.
Because you know I'm addicted to Oh, there it is, right there.
Bonuts.
Oh my god!
It's the bet. They run out of them
is
all
that
the
blueberry?
Time.
Blueberry?
Yeah, at the bottom of it.
That looks amazing.
It's a concoction you never.
Oh, look at that chicken biscuit.
Oh yeah, they have great chicken biscuits. This place is dope. It's like there's like three locations there now. I want one in LA. I'm like, y'all got a franchise.
That's the appropriate size that the pickle should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good place.
Yeah, I hate pickles.
So I can't wait for Nashville. I honestly like made my plane get in earlier just so I could go to Biscuit Love. I booked an earlier ticket just for that.
Is there an earlier flight and I'll just take an Uber there right before it opens?
Go right there.
That's so good.
And then I always love going to, I'm from outside of Charlotte, so in North Carolina, so I love performing at home.
Does the family come?
Yeah, they all come. It's like a huge like a reunion, like everyone went to high school with,
oh, that's so
college
cool.
with, they all come out. It's
over
awesome.
With now. You're on NBC.
I can't talk to any of them now.
Yeah.
Too famous. Jeez, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, Fortune's here. She's back.
Y'all, let's hang out.
They're going to say weird shit to you. I remember when you liked boys.
I welcome any stories because I have a terrible memory. I don't remember half the things I did like in high school, junior high. So
really?
Anyone that tells me stories, I'm like, You're awesome.
That's that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm writing new material.
Yeah, because I'm writing a book right now, so I'm always like,
what?
Tell me stories. What? I don't have a deal yet. I'm writing a proposal to hopefully have a book deal.
I love everything about you right now. I want to kiss your face.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to kiss your face.
I love that.
I'm kissing it right now.
Do it. Got me some sugar. I don't need bonuts when I got that Joe Coy sugar.
Fortune, you're the shit.
I'm so glad
I love everything about you, man. I love your work ethic. Yeah. I love your hustle. I love your drive. I love your energy,
your
most
energy.
Importantly.
Yeah.
I want you to know that. You need to hear that. People always need to hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're the same. Yeah, you always put out that positive thing. That's why you have so many people that love you. Oh my god, I did one of Joe's shows in Pasadena, and his audience was the best.
Yeah.
To this day, I'm like, there is no better audience that I've been in front of than that crowd.
They're great, huh?
And they love you as they should. They love you, but they were just like, oh, they were so nice and just laughed at everything.
Oh, I love it.
It was really, really fun.
My stage is open for you anytime.
So, you
don't even have to call me.
I would love to come.
You can literally walk in the theater
and
tell the DJ I'm walking up. I'm not even joking, Fortune.
DJ, pull me up.
You're hearing this. This is the truth. Am I not lying?
He's telling the truth.
I want you.
I will
you can come
for
to
sure.
any venue that I have.
When you go do one in L.A. Don't make me drive to, like, Brea or something. It's a lot of traffic.
It's hysterical.
Let me know when you're in L.A.
I want you to do a theater show. We're going to talk after this. I want you to do a theater show with me.
I know. I want to.
I want you to get down.
I would
like,
love
my crowd
it.
Would love you.
I would love it because it's been a while since I did that show. You've asked me to do shows before. But yep. I think it was in Brea or Ontario or something.
Let's
I was
do
like,
it.
How long does it take to get there?
45 minutes without traffic? I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm going to Rite
Aid. Let me know when you're in Pasadena.
I love you, Fortune.
I love you, bud.
You're the best. NBC Champions, 9:30 every Thursday. Watch it. If you miss it, go to Hulu.
Yeah.
Spread the love, you guys. Even if it's biscuit love.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams. Do what you do best, and that's you. Do you. put that positive energy out there, man. We're all Care Bears, man.
Yeah.
I got my girl here.
Yeah.
She's the one with the big heart on her chest. Make her a shirt. DM her at Fortune Themester on Instagram. Let's get this shirt company going.
Boom.
I love you so much, Fortune.
I love you, Joe.
I love you, Chase.
Love you, too.
Love you, Kaylin.
Love you, Joe.
Koi Pond, we're
Aww,
done.
We love each other.
Yes! Sleeping on her now, I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I could fly you out to Paris, yeah, yeah, yeah.